Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Call in live and ask your own questions anonymously at 844-
That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our new friend, Louis Efron. He's the author of Purpose Meets Execution. Is that your second book?
My second book. His first one's How to Find a Job, Career, and Life You Love.
Congratulations on repeating that with a new book. That's great. So, folks, it's all about what would you do? We're asking the question, what would you do today when you get out of bed, or tomorrow? Let's go focus to tomorrow. What would you do tomorrow when the sun came up and you didn't have a reason to get out of bed that was outside of you? There was no alarm clock, you didn't have a job, and you didn't need any money. What would you do? What would you be? Would you contribute? Would you be a barnacle on the keel of humanity, as I said? And you were telling us a story. I asked you a question. In the last segment, Louis, we were talking about the fact that most of us, to find out what our real purpose is, what we think we were put here on earth to do, we probably, because we're all so selfish and egomaniacal, we probably have to ask ourselves like 6 or 7 questions, harder, and each one harder, to finally tell ourselves the truth. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the key is, I always say it's evolution, not revolution, right? Finding your purpose is a situation where you're asking questions of yourself. In my first book, I always recommend that people ask the questions and sleep on it. And then in the morning, sometimes you have these great aha moments. But, you know, there's lots of clues in life. I had a professor once that said, don't look at the ants when there's elephants walking by, right? Which is always, I thought was a fantastic quote, right? But when you look at your life and you think about where you get the most praise for what you do, usually there is there's a clue as to what your purpose is in life, because you're put on earth, as you mentioned, we're here to serve others. And where you get the most praise in life is usually a sign that you're heading in the right direction. If you're doing something and people say, wow, that's amazing, Jim, I could never host a show like this. It's natural and you're passionate and you love what you do. You can tell. And it comes across, that's like a magic trick to people, right? And then on the flip side, if you're doing things in life where you're constantly getting constructive criticism, maybe you're not quite great at
right.
it. Most people know what they're best at. And when you know what your best is, probably a clue pointing you in a direction up to what your purpose is. How do you?
One of my mentors said to me one time, check your position.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Just so simple words, those three words. Check your position. He meant look around you. In the infantry, we call that evaluating the effective fire. If you look around you and you're getting 20% casualties, then the enemy is winning. You have to take some different action. So, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe you look at what you're saying. The question is, are you receiving effective fire from the world? Is the world winning?
Yeah, well, the fact of the matter is, you know, people are on a constant treadmill, especially today, right? We've got, you know, with all the ways of keeping in contact and, you know, Twitter, Facebook, you know, your emails, everything that you have to deal with today, people are on a constant treadmill. And few people take time to just stop for a moment and think about their life. I mean, that's what you mentioned, Jim, is perfect. Check your position. Because most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Right? And any stage in your life.
What I see people doing, Louis, is I see them just sort of taking what the world gives them. See, I've never done that. I mean, that's one of my worst failings and maybe my best asset at the same time. I refuse to accept what the world gives me.
Yeah. Well, but you know what, Jim, you're right. That's the easy way to go, right? It's easy to sit around and wait for things to come to you and take what comes to you in life. It is any road, right? Any reward you receive in life, there's work behind it. And this is not, when I talk about people finding their purpose, I'm not saying it's necessarily easy, but the journey is worth it, because once you get there, there's this incredible light of fulfillment that follows in your life. But it requires work. It requires taking time to think about things, answer questions, like you said, check your positioning, and take also a leap of faith and have that feeling of self, you know, security that you're going to make this work. And there's a great quote, you know, by, I'm going a total blank on her name right now, but she basically said that if you believe you're going to fail, you will, essentially,
yeah.
Which is
yeah.
I'm missing the quote. But so if you truly believe you're going to succeed, chances are you're going to succeed. But if you believe you're going to fail, you will fail every time.
Well, Henry Ford is supposed to have said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right. You're going to be right.
100%. That was Dorothea Brand, the one who had the quote that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
It's the most powerful real estate in the world is the 5 inches between your ears.
That's totally true. Yeah, totally true.
And so back to purpose. Now, I've just got about a half a minute here, Lewis.
Okay, sure.
Folks, Lewis, in the book, Purpose Meets Execution. By the way, give me a website and tell us how to get the book.
Sure. So the book you can get on Amazon. You can get BarnesNoble.com. My website is LewisEfron.com or PurposeMeetsExecution.com to get either of my books. But you can go to Amazon and get everything there.
Check them out there. Folks, ask yourself. Get the book so you know that questions to ask yourself. But before you ask, Lewis, before you ask the question, they got to commit to getting out of their own way, don't they?
Exactly, 100%.
Prepare for you to be in your own way. You got to get that out of there. Hey, Lewis, come back soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Lewis Efron, ladies and gentlemen. We're going
to
get him back. He's fun. He's got more to teach us. And that's coming up in the future. Quick break. Right now, the present is around the corner after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.